Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast. Welcome back to Gore Girls, everybody. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
I was resisting the urge to get sing-songy with it.
Oh, I do love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you do
I always
want
to get sing-songy.
I like a little musical action.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So this is our third episode of July, and after Kayla's whole B-Day episode, we are back to talking about sharks. So this is our second episode of our shark water-themed month. Mm-hmm. For today's episode, we are talking about Deep Blue Sea. Dun, dun, dun. Mm. Wow.
Wow.
This is Grace's pick of the month. Would you like to share why you chose it?
Because it's so ridiculous, and I love it so much, and I watched it when I was little, because I think I was like 11 when it came out, and I think, I'm pretty sure we saw it in theaters, or if not, we rented it from Blockbuster, and I watched it so many times, and I didn't even really write any notes about this movie, because I know so much about it.
Oh, great.
I love that.
I love this movie because it's so hilarious.
It is that.
It is hilarious. I liked it.
What were your feelings on it, Kayla?
You hated it?
I did too.
Okay, I mean, didn't hate it.
No, I love it because it's ridiculous and
it
stupid.
It is so ridiculous.
Yeah. No, and for that, it's awesome. But
so
the whole
entertaining.
Time I was watching this, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh man,
yeah.
It's kind of like a love to hate it.
Kind of, exactly. I don't think it's like amazing acting or amazing.
No,
it's just ridiculous, you know. And I love it.
Yeah,
yes. I really liked it, and I'm not like a huge horror comedy, you know, whatever kind of gal, but I loved it. I thought it was really good.
Great. Well, I can't wait to talk about it some more. But first, did we have a pun? Elaine, do we have a pun?
Yeah. First of all, I just wanted to say, I love you guys so much.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were talking to us or the audience.
No, you guys. You really make me smile.
Aww, you make me smile. Oh, that's cute. That's really cute. Fun. I like it.
That's great.
But it's true also.
Yeah. I went, oh. That's a cute, like, little, like, shark-themed Valentine's Day.
Yeah. You'll make
like, it would be,
smile.
Like, a little meeting card. It's cute.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, I'll – oh, wait. No,
watch the
on.
Movie.
Sorry. Why do I do that?
Every time. Sure. Like, the last, like,
but
six
every
episodes.
Time, every single time, I forget if we've shared who – if we – why we like the movie.
Every time I
forget that, so it's fine.
Maybe I'm just like, you know what? You guys need to watch this movie. And if you don't know how to do that, whatever.
Ronald.
But yeah, go watch the movie if you haven't seen it. And then come back and listen to us.
It's on HBO
it'll be
right
fun.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
It is on HBO.
Oh, you didn't rent it.
I'm
good.
Not.
Shout out, Chris. Thank you very much. For not making
You're learning.
I am. We're learning.
So now I will pass the mic off to Grace. Here you go.
Okay. So this movie is about a group of scientists that might be smart, but a group of GMO'd super sharks that they created are smarter.
True. GMO'd.
That's what they are.
They modify their brains.
I know. I like the way you've put it.
Yeah. GMO. Pretty much sums it up.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's not that deep. Nope. Okay. So, opening scene. We are in the middle of the ocean and all these people are making out and the boat moves and knocks over a bottle of wine that looks like blood. Suddenly, a shark jumps through the boat. All the people are in the water now, and just in the nick of time, a man with a harpoon saves the day.
Ooh.
He does. My first note, I liked the score.
Yeah, I do
I
actually
it was
like
fun.
It.
Yeah, I liked it.
I feel like it was a little cliche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
Maybe
thought
not
so too,
super,
but I liked it.
I liked it.
not super creative, but it worked. Sure. It worked.
Yeah. This movie is like creative, but bad in the best way.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Points for creativity, but it's about all the points you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who that blonde girl was on the boat?
No, but it was driving me crazy. She Do you reminded me of Jenny IMDb? McCarthy.
You know that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just didn't care enough.
Who is she?
I know
who
it is.
It was driving me fucking nuts. I have to search this right now. I had to figure out. But I had to scroll through so many people because she's such a minor character.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's the salad bar girl from the Benchwarmers.
She is the salad bar girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, very obscure.
I know.
Not even obscure. That's, yeah, just random.
That's the only thing I knew her from.
That's funny.
She looks like a Kroger Jenny McCarthy, you know?
Diet Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. Yeah. Like she's Jenny McCarthy adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I just the whole scene was just so fucking cringy. And the fucking chick, did you feel something? And the dude's like, yeah, I feel something.
Yeah, I feel something.
Oh, God.
Stop now.
When they all start freaking out, though, and the girl and the guy, like, butt heads, I was like, ooh, ouchie.
Ouchie. I don't understand why the wine looks like blood when it's in the ocean. And then the shark's like, oh, okay.
Oh, sure. That's blood.
Because, like, our sharks, like, colorblind.
They are.
Yeah. They sense blood.
Right, they smell it.
They don't smell it. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
maybe he's just a wino, and he smelled the wine and was like, yep.
Also, before the shark breaks through and it's, like, slamming its body into the bottom of the boat, they all just, like, stand there.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Maybe you should, like, pull up the anchor and fucking sail away.
Right?
Like, why are we just standing here to wait to see what comes out of the fucking boat? Or into the boat, rather.
Mm-hmm. What doing? Why is there a teddy bear also?
Right next to
a grown-up on the boat.
I had a note. I said, yep, the teddy bear. Oh, that's all I said. But I was just like, why?
Why?
And like I heard the music and was like, because I didn't see, like, I didn't look into this movie at all before watching it.
Good.
So I could clearly tell. I was like, okay, early 2000s. But so I heard the music they were, like, listening to. And I was like, okay, what fucking year was this made? And so then I was like, oh, 99. Okay.
99.
Oh. Makes sense. Yep. Very of the time.
Yeah. 100%. I would be shitted, though, falling into the fucking ocean like that with this giant-ass shark. And I fucking hate the ocean. Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
So fucking terrifying.
They're really lucky. They're very.
Yeah. Well, that guy was there to save the day.
Convenient.
Yeah. Convenient.
You guys know who that guy is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is from The Mist.
The Mist.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Punisher movie that came out in like early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Thomas. Thomas Jane.
Jane. Like Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he's in The Mist, and that's a great movie.
I love that movie. Like, I hate that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But love it because it's a good one.
I like the opening scene, but I am very confused by it at the end because it's like we never get back to these people. Who were they? Why was Thomas Jane so near them?
Because he was hunting the shark.
Because it got out somehow?
Because
it got out.
But like how the fuck did it get out?
And why were they there? Like they had to have been like way out in the ocean.
Yeah.
That little sailboat at night.
Yeah, because the research base is way the fuck out there. So
yeah.
Ugh. That is true. Why would you be in the middle of the ocean with a sailboat?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Unless you're, like, sailing across the world in 80 days.
Who was the guy in a rowboat?
I have a feeling that's not what they were doing.
No, I don't think
that's what they were doing. They also didn't have a hot air balloon. So.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like I would have enjoyed the intro a lot more had they just died. I feel like they just should have gotten demolished. And I think that would have been solid. I would have really enjoyed the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
It just like this whole, and we'll talk about it more into the next scene. I was just like, is this a fucking action movie? The whole time I was like, is this Transformers? Like there's so many moments like with the score and things where I was like, this is I don't know.
Is this Transformers?
I mean, I don't know that any, like, shark movie. I was having a conversation with someone else about this. They're not real. None of them are really horror movies.
Well, that's what I was saying with Jaws.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
It's not really a, because this is like action Jaws, I get thriller it. Or something, I but, think.
Yeah.
But they, in every article I read, considers it a horror movie still.
I
know, and
I find that just so weird. I find it so
this
strange.
Movie and Jaws and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's yeah, a strange subgenre to me to
but,
wrap
I mean, it's
my
like
head
the
around.
Ocean, I guess, because we're all afraid of, you know, like how deep the ocean is and like what's mm-hmm. in there. And so, I mean, that is horror-ish.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I just have thoughts of, like, the execution of it, that it just doesn't, I don't know. We'll talk about it worse.
Yeah.
But, further we
yeah.
go. But.
Yeah, it's considered a sci-fi horror.
Yeah.
According to Google.
Google. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Word. Dr. Susan McAllister slams a paper down on the desk and says, that says test shark escapes. She is saying that they are so close to completing the research for Alzheimer's, but investor Russell Franklin says that he can't put any more money into it. They're suddenly in a helicopter, and now they're at the facility. Russell sees the shark in the tank, and Carter is seen swimming with the shark. Janice continues her tour and shows Russell all the sharks. Tom and Carter are arguing about the gate being closed the night before. Janice and Russell continue their tour. They are going down an elevator as she explains each level. We see Dr. McAllister practicing something on the shark's brain, ? Carter doesn't seem to like or trust Russell.
This is great.
Oh my god. So it was the scene, it's the very beginning of the scene with like the sunrise lighting. And she's like, fucking skyscraper getting off a helicopter. I was like, is this fucking like Die Hard? Like, what the fuck's happening? Like, it just gives me action movies, movie vibes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was just like, what?
What?
I don't. So she's like a pilot also?
Right.
And she's a jack of all trades.
Yeah. I just kind of want to punch her in the face too.
Yeah, and same.
The whole like, just how it's blatantly says test shark
test,
on like
yeah.
like there's no they just tell everything
yeah.
in this
yeah.
movie and it just cracks me up. It makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. It makes Good. Me laugh.
I laugh every time I watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janice, I want to punch her in the face more than Susan.
Oh really?
Short blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
No, Janice is short blonde hair.
Yeah.
Oh, Janice yeah. didn't bother me as much oh, until later on.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow, Grace and I are together today.
No.
That's interesting. That rarely happens.
We're vibing out here.
Yeah.
We're vibing.
Yeah, also,
she didn't bother me that much until later. Like in this intro scene, I was like, whatever. But as soon as I saw Susan, I was like, oh God, I don't like her.
She's
a douche.
Liam Neeson's late wife.
Yes.
Susan or
from
Janice?
The Parent Trap?
Janice. Yeah.
What was her name?
Yeah.
Can't think
I
of her
can
name.
See that.
I know who you're
I really
about.
Like her.
Yeah.
I liked her too.
Rest in peace, but diet her.
Mm-hmm. No, Susan's just a douche.
Yeah.
You know?
I just hate Janice. She's like a pick me girl.
Mm-hmm.
Also, funny. So they get the license plate out of the shark's mouth. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
the same state that's in Jaws. In the shark.
That was
I was like, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I totally connected that right there.
Yeah.
Nope. I love him swimming with the shark. It's quite great, yeah.
Oh,
like why?
Top notch.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Like a dolphin?
Like,
yeah.
If they were
like
doing this, someone
vibes.
Would have to. Yeah, but if this were a real snare, if someone would have to eventually get in the water with the sharks and like
learn a shark whisperer.
Yeah.
I made a note in this scene. I was like, oh my gosh, like that shark isn't that bad for 99, like the CG. But then for the rest of the movie, it's not that way.
Like, oh no.
What happened?
When it's underwater, I feel like sometimes when it's out of the water, it looks fine. I'm like, oh, that looks really good. But when it's underwater, I'm like,
if I could have done that, it's all CG and it's
it looks
terrible.
I could have done that, and I don't know anything about that shit.
And, like
and then they just animated
the CG blood And all of the CG. The CG water.
Uh-huh.
Like when they horrible. Show the fucking station in the water, I was like, that could not look more fake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's so bad.
And again, I know it was 99, but holy shit.
But like, even
they still, probably spent a lot of their money on cast because like there's a lot of big people in this movie, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how they're talking about the doctor, and Janice is like, oh, he's a brilliant man. And he's like, he's pissing into the wind. How brilliant can he be?
I know. That. See, and that's the thing, too, is I don't know if it, I think it's just the dialogue of this movie, but Samuel L. Jackson is even kind of terrible in this.
Yes.
And
I was like,
what the fuck?
Like, the only good person in this movie is LL Cool J.
Yeah,
I liked him the most. I was shocked.
Yeah, I liked him the most too.
Shooketh, because I'm not a fan, and I was like, oh, wow, I can tolerate him.
Yeah, it's funny.
You guys know what LL stands for?
Ladies love Cool James.
Ladies love Cool James.
Ladies love Cool James.
Excuse me. I love Cool James. In my mouth.
Well, I like him. Have you ever seen The Last Holiday with him and Queen Latifah?
I have not.
Yeah, I love that movie. I think he's so cute.
Yeah, he's all right.
I really like him. I've never listened to his music or anything, but the movies that I've seen him in, I like.
I'm just confused by why we're using sharks for Alzheimer's if they're trying to reactivate human brain cells. I'm still confused by this.
Yeah. Well, I have a couple facts that like dispute every claim that they make about sharks in the movie.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. If you'd like to hear them.
Sure.
Okay. So sharks 100% can get cancer.
I feel like every thing can.
But at the time that this movie was made, I'm pretty confident that everyone thought that they couldn't get cancer.
And there were
still like a lot of things that we didn't know about sharks yet. And so then they were like, what if this happened? So I didn't really have a problem like suspending disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know now like that is all completely impossible. Everything that happens.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think like at the time it was more like, oh my gosh, could we do that?
And that's all fine and well. I can like suspend disbelief. I just don't understand why sharks.
Like why not something that's closer to a human brain?
Like a primate.
Or something.
Or a primate. Like,
maybe they're like too similar.
It's a horror movie.
I know, but it's so weird. It seems like some dude like watched Shark Week really stoned and then was like, holy shit, you know what? Horror movie.
Let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
So, oh yeah, Miss History.
Yeah. So this movie was written by Duncan Kennedy, and he just thought of this idea after he saw a shark attack, like he witnessed a shark attack. He's from Australia. And then he had a reoccurring nightmare that he was being attacked by sharks, and he just likes the movie Jaws.
Cool.
So he just made a movie.
So he thought of
how did he get Alzheimer's the idea for like, then, yeah, it's so random.
It's so random.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's the most logical.
I think so.
Storyline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never really thought about that much. You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, like, you know, if you really think about certain movies, like, why is Freddy Krueger only attacking you in your dreams, and why was he burned in a boiler room, and why does his arms go like?
Right,
you know, I mean, like if you really like broke it down every movie, you'd be like, why the fuck?
You would hate every movie.
Yeah. Well, but that's all like to scare you. Like none of this is
gotta be in the ocean for some reason.
Yeah. So Alzheimer's, that's the reason.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone in his life had Alzheimer's and he was like, maybe I wish I could create a
I wish we knew that.
Yeah.
I really like the name for the research base.
Aquatica.
Guys really had to think hard for that one.
It's like Quantico.
Mm-hmm.
But Aquatica.
Honestly, the scariest part about all this is having to live underwater like that.
Oh my god, thank you.
Fucking no. No.
In the middle of the ocean, in the middle of nowhere.
I like being on the ground.
Not pay me enough money.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all that. I did like how I think it was Janice. She compared it to living in space.
Because it's very
similar.
Precarious, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything it's the has same to be kind of like
precise. And
yeah. Like you're in the middle of nowhere either way. Like if you're mm-hmm. in space, you're fucked. And if you're in the middle of the ocean, in the water,
one little
like
thing goes wrong. And mm-hmm. yeah, no thanks. Where did we end?
With like yeah. Samuel L. Jackson and Carter, dude, mm-hmm. like kind of getting at it. Like he was pretty much accusing him of like smuggling sharks because he had been arrested for smuggling at one point. And
yeah.
Yeah. Their whole beef with each other. I'm like, what's happening here?
Well, because Carter's a tough guy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Carter's a cutie.
You know, he didn't grow up with money, you know, and all this privilege. Like yeah. rich dude over here.
Yeah.
He's a real man.
Yeah. It's just
it was funny. It was, yeah, it's funny. Oh, yeah, he says at one point, because I was like, the dialogue is so corny, yeah. he says, I don't make waves.
Oh, I have thoughts so about the end.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, good shit.
It's great.
Good shit. Yeah, I think that's all I have. Yeah.
Okay. This one's a long one. I apologize. That's what she said. That's what he said. It is what it is.
That's okay. What I said. Yeah.
This movie was really difficult to try and find scene breaks. So, yeah, here we are. We are now in the kitchen with Preacher and his inappropriate bird. Carter is in the water talking about how they are going to release the other sharks, but the bigger shark attacks the other shark, and Brenda alerts the doctor to come to the surface for an emergency, which turns out to be her birthday celebration. Carter tells Susan about what they saw, that the sharks are starting to hunt like wild dogs. Carter asks Tom if he raised the fences. Brenda sees that there is a large storm coming. Carter is swimming in the underwater tunnels when the sharks attack him from both sides. The shark recognizes the gun and then swim backwards. Everyone is shocked that the shark's able to swim backwards, as this has never been done before. The sharks are now eating the cameras. The gang cannot get a hold of Carter, but he gets a hold of a shark with a harpoon. He is on the surface with said shark now, and they are monitoring the shark to try and get biopsies. To test the biopsies with the brain tissue of an Alzheimer's patient. See, that's what I thought it was. I don't know. Jim lights his cigarette, bends down to look at the sharks, and then suddenly gets his arm off. Carter tries to kill the shark, but Susan decides it would be best to release the shark. An emergency helicopter is called, but when they get to the surface, they see an intense storm. The line to pull up Jim gets stuck, and he is dropped into the ocean. The helicopter smashed into the facility, and it blows up. Rip, Brenda. Carter falls. He does that a lot.
He does do that a fucking lot.
You guys,
lot.
That's my favorite thing of the whole movie, is how many times he falls, and I mention it every time.
It's ridiculous. I mean, yeah,
same. I literally said he can't stop falling. Good God. Why are you falling so much?
Why?
I've moved too far.
Oh.
I love, what's the chef's name?
Preacher.
Preacher.
LL Cool J.
Preacher. Yeah. I love his relationship with his bird.
That he just calls bird?
That is used a lot as my scene break.
Is the bird?
The bird.
When they're the preacher with the bird. Because I was like, it's just like an ongoing thing.
Yeah. It is. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
It's comedic relief.
It is, for sure.
Intentional comedic relief.
Comedic relief from say, all this the whole horror movie? I'm experiencing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know a fun fact?
I do.
You want to know a fun fact? So I guess they could not afford to get a Hollywood bird. Like they couldn't get an actor bird. So the bird was not a good actor. So they got a bird from Mexico City. They actually had two birds. They had one bird who was really good at flying, and then one bird who really liked to hang out on LL Cool J's shoulder.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
Cool.
I didn't.
Yeah.
How funny.
I didn't know there were like bird actors.
It might be.
Yeah, is the bird talking?
Or is that sure? I was very confused
at first before we see the bird, when we just hear, I forget what it's saying at
him. It says like asshole or something.
Yeah, and I was like, who the hell is speaking right now? Yeah. And then we see the bird, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, that they would use two birds, because I feel like they always use, like, multiple animals mm-hmm. for one animal in a movie, because they all have, like, different strengths and mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did she say hello when she gets up to the platform and it's all dark and she's like, oh, hello?
Because it's not a horror hello? Movie.
I'm like, what is she expecting to happen?
That's what makes this a horror movie, is because she said hello in a dark area.
Right.
When she, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's super cheesy that it's just, like, her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
And then, like, the surprise. The, like, love interest type thing that they're trying to make happen with Carter and Susan. I'm like, eye roll.
Yeah. The tension that I am not feeling.
Right. No. Right. No non-existent.
Chem.
No.
Mm-mm.
You guys. But the sharks swim backwards.
Oh, yeah.
So you know sharks cannot swim backwards.
No.
No, it's physically impossible. And did you know that the reason for this part of it, well, it's physically impossible for them to do it, but some people believe that it's because if the water isn't flowing over their gills, it'll go into their gills and then they drown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only for but some I'm species of sharks. So.
Pull their tail, then they'll die. Like when I Googled it.
Because it drowns them.
Drown
them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they physically cannot swim backwards even if you
That's
like,
really sad.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love when they're talking to scientist dude, mm-hmm. and he was like, when the world was all flesh and teeth. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, chill the fuck out, dude. Like,
yeah.
Slow down. Yeah, he's fucking, what's his face? Skarsgård guy.
Stellan Skarsgård. He's the dad of all the other Skarsgårds.
And Mamma Mia as well.
I am very thankful for him for procreating.
Mm-hmm. Is this the part where they eat the tiger shark? The two sharks,
mm-hmm.
it is. Mm-hmm. That's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad.
So bad.
It's, yeah.
So bad.
I like when he's
like
in the tunnels.
Wiggly worms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When he's in the tunnels and then he just pulls out his gun and then the sharks are like, ah! And then they swim back. It's so.
And they're like, they recognize bad. The gun.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could they do that?
What?
They can't
and
swim
then the,
backwards.
They eat fucking cameras, and they're like, I can't
Where's
see.
Where's Carter?
Carter?
Like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, and then Carter just, like, fucking swims out there after what just happened.
Wait, he's fucking
and
like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Nope. He's the shark whisperer, Lorelai.
yeah, I like how also they're just testing it there. Instead of releasing the shark and then testing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he's all like, scientist guy's all taunting it with a cigarette and then just like, bam!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that got me.
It did get me, too. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Okay.
Uh-huh. Good amount and of I blood, thought that was too. Pretty good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, at first, I was like, where's the blood? Because at first, there's none.
Yeah.
And then
it takes
it's
all slow mo. And
at first,
and it's
when
pretty good blood.
When he, when it's like when the bite just occurs, there is CG blood. And it is very much so CG blood. But then when he, and it's terrible. But then when he's on the ground and he just has his nub, it's good blood.
Real blood.
It is good blood.
Good fake blood.
It was. And his nub looked good too. Like,
mm-hmm.
torn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was spooky. And it did scare me. Like, I got a. I did not know that was happening.
Carter falls.
Yep, Carter falls.
Mm-hmm. I never noticed the Carter falling thing. I guess I wasn't paying that much attention.
It's a lot.
That's when I like first show anybody this movie, except for you guys, because I wanted it to be a surprise. I'm like, get ready, this guy falls a lot.
That's so funny. But when he tore his arm off, though, I was like, oh God, he's got an arm off.
He's got an arm off. That's what I. Yeah. That's why I said that. Even Charlotte was like, he's got an arm off.
Uh-huh. You want to know a fun fact?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the part where they're lifting the doctor into the helicopter and then the gang is trying to run back in and they get hit with that big wave and they all fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was an accident.
Oh, shit.
Yep. So they were hit with 3 tons of water on accident. And they just kept acting. And so they kept playing the movie. Uh-huh.
Well, I'll applaud them for that.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And they weren't happy about it. because they got hit with 3 fucking tons of water.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I feel like that's dangerous.
Yeah, I feel like
it is.
Your ears
really bad.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
Damn.
Crazy.
So when they're trying to bring scientist guy out in the storm, I feel like it'd be best just wrap up that wound and wait till the storm blows over,
right? Like if you, or like
you lost his whole. Well, yeah, you're in a fucking lab. Like you have right. stuff.
They have things there. Yeah, like in the middle of the storm, like not a good idea. So yeah, cauterize it or something.
Something.
Stop the bleeding and get him medical attention
just
later.
Wait.
Yeah.
And you only have one, because Susan's like, I'm not that kind of doctor. You only have one doctor there?
Well, it was the skeleton staff on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, right. But like just in case the doctor dies.
Yeah, I feel like someone should
be, maybe just keep two doctors just in case.
Yeah. Backup doctor.
Yeah. Also, that also doesn't make sense. She says she's not that kind of doctor. She's not a fucking marine biologist. Like, she's using this protein for brain cells with Alzheimer's. Yeah. Like, no, so she is that kind of fucking doctor. Like, you can perform, like, basic life-saving first aid.
Right.
100% you can do that.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm not even a doctor. I feel like I would be like, we got to we got to do something.
Yeah.
We got to get this fucking arm.
Let's find a fucking, like,
not a good idea to go outside.
An iron or something, you know?
Yeah.
Let's.
And they had a belt around it. Like, they had a tourniquet. Yeah. Like,
they're on the right track.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I love that word. Tourniquet.
Tourniquet. Tourniquet. Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's a good word.
Tourniquet.
It's one of my favorites.
It's a good word.
Oh, my God. You guys. So, fucking the girl that's in, like, the radio station.
Brenda?
Brenda.
Brenda.
Oh,
Brenda.
Yes, from Brenda.
She's from The Sopranos.
Is she?
Well, when shit goes awry with the helicopter and everything explodes, the way her fucking body.
Yes.
It just. Yeah. That's why I said Rick Brenda.
I was like in Rick tears Brenda. Laughing. Oh, it was so good. Just.
I really liked her scream too. Like, as she sees it explode.
Sees it, yeah.
You know, Brenda deserved better.
Gold.
She did.
I was kind of like, well, fuck, that sucks for her.
Yeah, poor Brenda.
She's gotten pretty early on.
Entertaining for us, though, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love her body.
You know, I will give this movie credit. Like, entertaining, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There's some really creative deaths, for sure.
Yeah. I said when the explosion throws her back, it sent me.
Oh, goodness.
Good stuff.
So funny.
Oh, I did want to note.
Okay.
And again, this is, I don't fucking know. I'm not a fucking neurologist.
Shark
and I don't
scientist?
Know how this shit works. But like the instant she puts like the fucking protein on the neurons and she looks in the microscope.
Yes, like, it was like 7 seconds.
It's working. And then they're like watching it and they're like, the neurons are firing. And like, stop.
That's real, Kayla.
It could be.
Could be.
Her excited exclaiming was just very not well done.
It was like Frankenstein. Yeah. It's a lot.
Very
not well done. So funny.
I had to save the scene with Jim, scientist dude, for the next one because I felt it was a bit long.
Yeah. That's where my next note is.
Well, can we talk about the fact that he fucking falls? Does he fall?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
He falls. Dead.
Could you imagine how fucking scary that would be, actually, though? Like, no thanks.
I can't.
No thank you.
Actually terrifying.
That's why, like, the little, you know, rope thing gets stuck. Like, you, as a medical EMT helicopter man, you don't know that it's going to happen?
Right. Yeah.
It's going to get stuck in the water?
Right.
And then...
Yeah.
Like, that it wasn't safe to pick him up right now?
Right.
Like, they could have at least landed the chopper and, like, given him some medical attention there. And then they could have left
him inside the facility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then
there wouldn't be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, actually. Yeah, maybe everything else would still happen.
Yeah, they'd still all get eaten by sharks.
But this scene is amazing,
medical people.
but right. with the medical people. And just the guy death. Only has one arm.
Would Brenda survive?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Maybe she... No.
No, yeah. She would have.
No, she's
yeah.
not final girl
the helicopter
energy.
That, like... Hello, Cool J has final she girl
crashes
energy.
Into the building. Through.
She wouldn't live through the whole movie, but she would have made it a little bit farther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I were her, I'd just be staying up in that little tower.
Yeah. Yeah I would same. Not move.
Mm-hmm. Me either. That's super safe up there.
Mm-hmm. Unless the helicopter crashes into it.
Well, right. And then yeah. you are a little ghost figure of
then
yourself.
You're a little SOL.
Sad girl.
You
know? Mm-hmm. Sad lady.
Now are we ready?
Totes.
Yeah.
Great. Everyone is seen in the facility recovering from the aftermath of the explosion. They see something in the ocean coming towards the glass. It is the shark,
and it has Jim.
The shark throws Jim in the glass, shattering it, releasing the ocean into the facility. Carter falls on his way to the stairs, and then again in the hallway, where it is dry. Preacher can't get a hold of Brenda. The gang is trying to find a way up. Preacher finds some stairs, but some water finds him. Walking down the hall, the gang hears some banging on a door, knocking some bolts loose. The water is spraying everywhere. While trying to cross, Carter falls. The hallway fills up with water, but the gang makes it to the room just in time. We see a shark lurking in the facility. Preacher is in the hallway, walking around in the water, looking for his bird. Russell is talking with Carter about how it is a tad bit odd that the shark is the one that broke down the door to try and get to them. It is revealed that by doing these scientific experiments, Susan has modified the shark brains and made them smarter. Everyone is very upset with her.
What did they think was happening?
Right? You know what I mean? They're all like outraged. And I'm like, what did you think you were doing here?
Yeah. Maybe they just literally thought that. Maybe they literally just thought that she was taking what?
Yeah. And they broke that like contract that they weren't supposed to modify the brain.
The code.
You guys, first.
They cracked it.
When he smashes into that window.
Oh, God.
The shark uses him as a weapon of mass destruction.
That was pretty. I like that.
I love that scene.
I love
it
that.
It was just like, at first you couldn't tell what the fuck exactly. was happening, and it was all blurry.
And, they just
and then he's just like coming at us, and I was like, oh, okay.
He gets thrown. In an article I read, what's his name, Kayla?
Skarsgård.
Stellan Skarsgård?
Yeah, that they Stellan. Use. It's the mm-hmm. only movie that they use him as a torpedo, is what they said, and they loved it.
I remain unconvinced that the force of him hitting that glass was enough to
those sharks are huge,
break
Kayla.
It and flood the facility.
It's an right? 8,000 like, pound shark, though.
Yeah, Kayla. Mm,
true. But that I feel like that glass should be so strong thick. From the pressure of the water.
Right. Yes. Yes. Agreed.
So
something 8,000 pounds ramming into it multiple times.
Yeah. That's fair.
Perhaps. I don't remember. I watched this like almost a week ago. Does his body like explode when they do that?
No, it gets shoved into there and he's still alive.
Yeah, but and like wouldn't it?
Oh, no, he eats him, right?
But wouldn't it?
It would smash.
Yeah, it would.
I feel like you'd get a little mashed up. But remember, he finds him later. They have to, like, they're trying to do some fucking power or something.
Because he has, like, an oxygen mask on and stuff, and he's shoved in there, and then he's like.
Yeah. Yeah, he does do that.
I love that the bird's name is just Bird.
Bird.
Mm-hmm. Bird.
Like, that's creative. Mm-hmm. I really like that. LL Cool J's storyline is just him and the fucking bird.
Yeah.
Like, until
and
towards
like,
the end.
He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He just sees all this water coming at him and he's like, well, fuck. Well, like, and he's just, he's doing his best, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like his story.
I missed something. We didn't really talk about this either. So after the water floods in, why are you taking so long to get the fuck out?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like the first hit. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, I would have been booking it. Nope.
Fucking out of there.
And they're just watching and waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing?
I think Samuel L. Jackson is like, we
should
go.
Probably go.
Yeah, you probably should. And then blonde girl is like,
What's the love of her life?
Oh my god, damn.
I am not convinced that it is because
I think she loves him, but he doesn't like her, is what I'm gathering.
Mm. I thought that he was her dad, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. That's funny.
That's what I thought.
She wants through. She's coming.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's what she said. Or he said. Or maybe she said. That's what someone
said. What they said.
I love how Janice, after it is revealed that Susan has been doing these brain modifications, Janice is like, "You stupid bitch.
You stupid bitch. Stupid bitch." Although she is a stupid bitch.
She is a dumb bitch.
Like you said, how did no one know?
Get out of here.
And like, they've been acting different.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No one's like, oh, why is that? How come it's getting progressively worse?
Yeah.
I would assume that the other doctor, the dude, Stellan, whatever his name is, Jim. He probably knew that too, right? Like, he was in on it with Susan.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me that fucking Janice didn't know?
Stop. Right. Right.
Well, if he didn't like her.
Well, that's true.
Mm.
But I thought at some point they mentioned that they're like married or some shit. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
She's clearly down there doing this work with them too. So I'm like,
right.
You just thought these sharks were just.
And
that
isn't
big.
She a marine biologist? She's so dumb, wouldn't so she fucking it. Know? Like, these aren't your average shark.
Fucking Carter, the fucking shark whisperer, knows something's not right with these sharks.
The surfer dude.
Right.
The shark whisperer.
I didn't go to class.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
So bad. I forget when he says that, but I have a note about it. It's like, I didn't go to class. Wow.
Same, bro.
You're so cool.
I love how, I'm just going to keep calling him LL Cool J.
He's
Preacher. Preacher. How he's like literally freezing and about to drown in this deep ass water. And he's like, oh, Playboy, still got to look.
I know.
Yeah.
After he looks at it, he's like,
sounds right.
Please let me get through this. And he like clutches his fucking giant ass crucifix.
Yeah.
It's huge. I was so confused. So when we first started the movie, I was looking on IMDb and saw that he was credited as Preacher. And I was like, what kind of fucking name is that? And then when I saw that he was the cook, I was like, okay, so he's not a fucking preacher. So it wasn't until later when he kept like spewing all this biblical shit that I was like, oh.
It took me a minute as well.
Got it.
Yeah. Not his actual name.
Not his name.
Yeah, he's a heavily religious man.
But still got to make time for that Playboy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Priorities.
The roaring sound that like, the facility is making, though, with the water.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
No thanks.
No.
This movie very much gives me the same anxiety that Titanic.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I say that later. I say it's giving Titanic with the sound of the rushing water and stuff, especially.
Water,
I was like,
I am terrified of drowning. Like, that's a real fucking fear. So yeah,
honestly,
that aspect of this movie for sure made me anxious. I was like, no,
thank you.
I'd rather be eaten by sharks than drown.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, just over.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Creature is still walking in the water. A shark is now following him. The gang is seen walking through the hallway to the submarine. And when they find it, they see it is destroyed. Preacher finds his bird, and so does the shark. Preacher is looking for a spot to hide, and he thinks the oven is the best spot. Russell and the gang are trying to figure out what to do. Meanwhile, the shark has turned the oven on with Preacher in it. He is able to escape, and he blows up the shark. The gang is now putting on their wetsuits and trying to figure out what to do. Russell is giving a speech about how they aren't going to be fighting anymore. Nature can be lethal, but it doesn't hold a candle to man. And then bam, bitch went down. The shark jumps in and gets him. Tom says he is not going anywhere, but Carter convinces him otherwise. Just as they are going into another room, the water shoots with extreme vengeance. They make it to another room with a force stronger than the ocean. Tom and Carter are able to close the door.
I love when you read because it's like a children's story.
That's how yeah, like wonderful. This is.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it.
I just feel it's like great. It's
vengeance. I like when you said vengeance.
It took me a while to figure out what word to put there.
Yeah. I like it. Thanks.
So another issue maybe I have. Mm-hmm. So you would think because it's underwater, they would have protocol in place for the event of flooding, because that would be like the biggest risk with being underwater. Mm-hmm. You'd also think they'd have more than one fucking submarine that fits two goddamn people for this huge ass research base.
Yeah.
It's just the logic of it all.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like in Titanic, it made sense because it was like, what, 1917? 16?
16, some shit? 14?
16?
It was in the 1910s. So, you know, they were doing their best. But it was, this is like late 90s, you know, we've advanced.
Oh, 1912.
So you would think we would have.
I thought it was 1912.
Oh, 1912? Holy shit. Okay, I was way off. Yeah, you'd think we would have a more, like safety protocols.
Right.
In place. Yeah.
Right.
And like maybe like 10 fucking ways to get up to the top in case one of those ways was obstructed or something.
Right.
Yeah. They're just really screwed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would not enjoy that.
No.
I would be panicking.
Shitted.
Unwell.
I would pass away. I mean, I would never be there. First.
No. Yeah. Nope. No. Yeah. First. No.
But would you hide in an oven?
Yeah. What? Like, kind of smart, but also an oven?
But so maybe don't
but
do that.
But the sharks are so smart, they know how to turn the oven on.
I know. They're so
advanced. Well, you don't know that.
No.
Yeah, but
I'm saying just in the movie.
Mm-hmm. No, we know.
Oh, like, they're so smart. That's so cool.
I know, yeah.
No, she's saying he doesn't know that, and I know that he doesn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we know that.
But we know that.
And we're like, don't get in that oven.
But don't hide also, in an oven, ever.
Would that oven even be still functional? With all that water? I feel like it wouldn't work.
Probably not.
I just don't think it, you know, it's like a... Okay, so with our Get Out episode... We're now discovering so many things with it. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some movies that we're just not meant to dissect that much.
I just sometimes can't help it.
No, now with this podcast, I can't help it.
Yeah.
I understand that. But now I'm wondering, are we supposed to be just, we're going to watch it?
Even just, but I was just watching it. And the whole time I was like, no. Mm-mm. But it's entertaining.
Yes.
It is entertaining.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. At face value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But sharks can turn on ovens, though.
Mm-hmm. Also, they can whip you up a nice cake or something.
Souffle. Yeah. I don't think that homeboy could fit in that oven.
It was a tiny
even
oven.
Even though it's like...
It was very small.
Right.
He's even a big
though
dude.
It's like for a whole ass research base and they have like big, you know...
But it was smart what he did.
It was, for sure. But I don't think he'd actually fit.
I don't think he could fit in there as well.
Mm-mm.
I have a note about how many scenes there are when the people are moving in slow motion through the water.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 5. And I'm like,
yeah.
It lost the effect at 2.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like after 2, overdone. I was like,
I think even the first one, because when his arm is cut off or whatever, and they're all doing that, I think even that's too, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one,
slow-mo was like, just not for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But more than one, especially, I was like, okay, move on.
It's a little much now.
I
love the scene how Samuel L. Jackson is taken out.
Oh, yes. I literally put, oh shit, I was not expecting that in all caps.
Yeah, same.
Damn.
A lot of the articles that I read, that was their favorite thing about this movie.
Same, probably.
Is like,
yeah,
that you're not expecting who's going to die when. Because he's like, fucking, it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kill him.
Yeah. Yep.
It's real. They super realistic, too. Yeah.
So realistic.
Yeah. Wow. It looked really good.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that He made it through the entire movie without saying motherfucker at least once.
Mm-hmm. I know. He let us down.
I was, what the heck? I was disappointed.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, I was sad.
I love his whole like monologue he does. And he's like, you think water's fast? You should see ice.
Yeah. What? Okay. Ice is pretty. I mean, it's fast in an avalanche, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
And I was like, well, technically, ice is water.
True.
Just saying.
In a solid form.
That is true.
I just love the line that nature can be lethal, but it doesn't hold a candle to man.
Oh, it's true.
Honestly, it is, yeah.
Definitely true.
Yeah. Humanity is the worst.
Humanity.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So when Tom, so they're in that room and it's like filling up with a bunch of water or whatever. And then Tom and Carter have to, this is why I made that note. They have to shut the door. I was like, and these little boys are stronger than the ocean?
Right.
Yeah. What?
No.
Right? No.
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 No. No. No.
Definitely not.
No way, Jose.
No. And then Tom is like, also, I love that actor that plays Tom.
Yeah, from
Friends.
He's in so much shit.
And
a lot
Romance,
of stuff.
Yeah. Another one.
But he is.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to leave, man. And then Carter's like, but you gotta, man. And then he's like, okay.
And yeah. Leave. He's like, okay. Do you really want to be down here when that happens? And he's like, nope.
No.
I made a note as well that Carter sometimes has like a southern accent, but not all the time.
Yeah, it's like a little inconsistent.
I mean, I feel like I have a southern accent sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But on purpose.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And his, I feel like, is he's slipping out of one or the other, mm-hmm. and he's not aware of it because he's like not good at doing accents or something.
Or acting.
Or acting. Yeah. Or acting. He is really good in The Mist, though.
He is.
Yeah.
He's also in Dreamcatcher. I just remembered that too. Mm. Both of them.
He's in Dreamcatcher?
Stephen King. Yeah. He's one of the
Who is guys. He in Dreamcatcher?
He's one of the guys.
One of the guys.
I haven't seen that one in a
one
while.
One of the guys.
You know, one of the guys, Laura.
One of the dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the men in the movie.
One of them. Mm-hmm. One of them guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is going to be a quick one, y'all. We are now seeing from the shark's point of view as it swims into the facility and ramming into the door of the room that they are all in. Carter decides he is going to save the day and open the door to another level so the water spills into that level so they have more time to get to the surface. While they are climbing to the top, the ladder falls. Janice falls into the water. While they're trying to save her, Janice is eaten by a shark. They hear banging, thinking it is a shark. It's Preacher, saving the day. They are in Janice's room looking for supplies. Preacher and Susan stay behind while Tom and Carter try to make their way up to the top. Susan says she needs to go back to her room for some data. Carter is underwater for an eternity, and then he hits Jim's body. Tom and Carter are underwater moving equipment, and then Tom is snatched up and electrocuted by a shark. Carter swims to another door and opens it just in time.
As you do.
As you do.
Okay, so Carter is like, I'm going to put the water in that room or that level or whatever because there's no water. But then when he's opening it, there's water.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand.
And I'm also like, you're wasting a lot of fucking time
it's
explaining
a lot of time.
All this
a
shit.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like, just do it.
I love how Janice is like,
you know. The shark gets her. It reminds me of Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
It yes. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. That's amazing.
Also, the way that she's in the shark was a little questionable.
I know, it has her crotch.
It has her vagine. Like, and her legs are on either side. And she is.
That's pretty funny.
Her vagine.
Her vagine.
Vagine. Yes. It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, like, he could really open that door.
I mean, honestly. He has the strength.
His knife?
More of the ocean.
Yeah.
What?
Trying to wedge it open. I was like, no.
I said, if that knife doesn't break, and then it broke.
Yeah.
But even then, I'm like, no.
No.
I love how Susan has to go back to her room for the data, because otherwise these people died for nothing.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Keep telling yourself that.
I love how What's-His-Face alludes to Janice having a vibrator.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah, where's her?
Yeah,
she's got to have something with batteries. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Well,
okay.
I thought that was funny.
She was a healthy girl is what he said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What the fuck?
I was dying.
When Carter is underwater and then, like, Jim's body hits him, mm-hmm. He is holding his breath. For so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his eyes are just open.
Yep.
You can't do that in the ocean.
Yeah.
No. At all. No, that would hurt.
It would hurt. It's very salty. So bad.
When you guys watch movies like this, do you ever try to hold your breath along with them?
Yes.
I do, like, not even on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just, like, sometimes, like, catch myself holding my breath and, like, what am I doing?
I do it in certain things. I, like, definitely when you're watching –
Descent.
Thank you. The mm-hmm. Descent. You know, like certain, like,
yeah.
I guess if I haven't seen it before.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I do it often when I watch movies, especially first time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I can hold my breath for that long. And then I'm thinking about how he's swimming in the ocean and doing it at the same time. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'd be dead for sure.
No way. No way.
Yeah. I can't hold my breath very long at all. I'd be dead. Either.
I'm asthmatic, so. Mm-hmm. I was sad when he died.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked him. I was rooting for him.
Yeah.
I like how the shark electrocutes him, though. It throws him in the thing.
I said death by stereo.
Oh.
Death by stereo.
Death by stereo, yeah.
Fucking Preacher's video.
Oh, my God, yeah. And he's talking about how to make an omelet.
The omelet video.
I'm also like, if this goes underwater, like, no one's finding this and watching it.
No.
He puts it in a Ziploc.
Oh, I didn't catch
so, that. You know, of course, then it'll, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
That works. That's a thing.
My dad does that with his weed when we go camping.
Yeah.
He puts his lighter and his weed in a Ziploc.
That's what we would do. And then I started using Ipsy bags.
Oh, that's smart.
But the Ziploc, like when you go on down the water and stuff?
Oh, well, I didn't get in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he puts it in a Ziploc.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I laughed again. It's a clever death, but. When he is shaking around Tom's mm-hmm. body, mm-hmm. the shark.
Yeah. It's very real. It's
very funny.
It's very real.
What do you mean? The effects really are great.
I really wanted this bitch to die, like, here. And I was disappointed she did not. Yeah. Awesome.
We're not there yet.
Let's get there, though, because I like to talk about that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Let's talk about it. Ready.
Steady.
Okay. Susan is in her room and Preacher is helping Carter up out of the water and is bummed to find out that Tom didn't make it. Susan makes it to her locker for the data. We get a nice little jump scare with a fake shark and then we see a real shark. Susan is taking off her wetsuit to ground herself so she can electrocute the shark. She is sad and the data she tried to save is destroyed. Russell and Carter find Susan and head for the surface. Carter creates a diversion with the fire extinguisher and then fills the room with water. Preacher is praying and they leave the facility and are in the ocean now. They all make it to the surface and Preacher is bitten. He stabs the shark in the eye with his cross necklace.
I saw you guys laughing and then I was sad that I had to get up.
Oh, it's because
diversion. Grace said diversion, so we just started laughing.
Diversion. Diversion.
I literally can never hear that word the same.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
No, never.
God.
My grandma.
I ate my grandma.
It took a week.
So funny.
Yeah, I really wanted this bitch to die.
Yeah, same. I was confused as to why she took off her wetsuit. Because she had shoes on. She had shoes on.
Oh.
More of a grounding.
Yeah, her shoes were fine.
She had shoes on. I kind of just felt like it was a cheap shot to get her naked.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of what I took it as, too.
100%.
She's got to show her undies at some point.
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Right, like there wasn't a sex scene, so we at least have to see something.
Yeah. I thought that was annoying.
I enjoy that there's no sex scene. I just realized that.
Yeah.
I enjoy it too.
Yes.
No one's even kissing.
But, you know, guys have to have something. So, you know,
gotta have throw in a
half naked mm-hmm. chick.
Throw him a bone.
Yeah. No
bones for you. Preacher says that brothers never make it out of situations like this. Mm-hmm. Just crack
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that too when he was talking earlier to Samuel Jackson. He's like, why would you put yourself in that situation? He's like, dumb white people do that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So funny. He has a lot of good lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, about the only good lines in the movie.
Yeah.
So when I'm jumping ahead just a little bit. So when Preacher is bitten and he's just kind of dragged around for a while. But when Janice is bitten, she is chomped the fuck up real quick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How come they didn't do that to him? And he just kind of like a little nibble on his leg.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
But I do like that they kept LL Cool J alive because he's funny and he's black. And that doesn't, you know.
Usually happen.
Yeah. That doesn't usually happen. And I like that they did that. Mm-hmm.
The eyeball was yucky.
Ugh.
Yeah, when he stabs him in the eye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they're talking
saves the day.
About swimming up to the surface and that they like have to do it without the life vests because their lungs will explode because of the pressure.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like 60 feet or something to the surface. I would fucking die. Like I would not survive this movie. This is when I would 100% die.
I'm
dead. Hold your breath that fucking long and swim to
No. I can't even
swim. I'm dead there for sure.
No. Yeah, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
Their eyes are open though.
Their eyes are open.
That is the most unbelievable part of the whole movie. You can't be in the ocean with your eyes open.
In salt water.
It would, even if it just kind of splashes you just a little bit, just, it hurts so bad.
Ouchie, ouchie.
Yeah. Has no help come. Like, nobody has seen the smoke and the fire at this point.
Well,
also,
in the middle of the ocean.
Well, that's so true. Like, but the, planes or something.
But, like, the 911 helicopter came and didn't make it back.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Somebody should have come at this
point. It's usually
point.
A red
that's
flag.
A good point.
That's
what she said.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Somebody should come at this point.
we need to move on.
Oh, that's funny. I said this movie is never ending. I started to get a little like, oh my goodness,
really?
Here at the end. Yeah,
interesting.
It was losing my attention a little bit. I was just kind of ready for it to be over.
Yes,
I didn't feel that. The all this and then her freaking data is just
it's just
destroyed.
Well, karma's a bitch, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? All these people died for nothing now.
Way to go, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch. I'm done.
Same. My next note is for those.
Yeah, I'm ready for the next one.
Okay. Susan puts on a few band-aids on Preacher's shark wound. As Carter looks into the distance, he realizes that the sharks have been using them to flood the facility so they can escape. Susan and Carter finally decide it is time to kill the shark. Susan takes one for the team here and cuts her hand and just dives right in so Carter can get to the shark and kill it. Carter jumps in to save her and the shark just eats her right up. Carter is now riding the shark. Preacher is now the one with the gun and shoots the shark, impaling Carter too. Preacher blows up the shark. Preacher and Carter survive and see the next shift showing up. And then a super rad song by LL Cool J starts.
Oh, the fucking song.
It's
oh my God,
so
it's so
bad.
Terrible. He shouldn't make music.
He said, my hat is like a shark's fin.
I was crying, laughing.
I didn't listen to it.
I was so terrible.
I did because of the fucking subtitles. And I was like,
yeah. I was so taken aback. I was like, what? Is this
literally is the movie's
real?
Over and I turned it off. I don't ever hang out.
Yeah, I saw the subtitles just like Kayla and I was like, what the fuck? And I listened to the whole song.
Also, I was mistaken. The shark gobbles up Susan, but then slightly bites the preacher's leg.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit nibble.
Yep.
Just a little.
But then she's just. When. Well, maybe they knew that she was the one that fucked him up. When Preacher fucking brings himself up onto the platform, I was like, a shark just full bit into you.
Yeah. No way.
No way.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not even adrenaline, I don't think.
I don't think so.
After a shark bite.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. That big baby shark, big boy, yeah. big gal.
I said all the CG here just looks like a really bad video game.
Yes.
Yeah. And so she went against the plan, correct? When she just dove right in for no fucking reason.
Yeah, that was weird.
Why the fuck? Why?
Because she was like, I can help you.
But she's fucking stupid. Like, why? Just stick with the plan.
I liked it, though. I was like, sweet. This bitch died.
Oh, yeah, no.
Should.
Ooh, yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before I knew she was going to die and she cuts her hand, I was like, I hope she had her tetanus shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because she cuts her hand with a rusty thing.
Yeah, ew.
Rusty. No. Ouchie.
That's funny. I made that same note, Elaine. That's hilarious.
Did you?
You had a tetanus shot.
I did not pay
shot.
Attention to rust.
Oh, my goodness.
It was super rusty.
Yeah.
Ew. Before he, like, comes up with a plan and he, like, sees the fences and he's talking about, like, how they were flooding it to get out. He's like, because that's what sharks crave. The deep.
No. Yeah, okay.
There it is.
Calm down.
I love when there's the title. Say the title. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His delivery, though.
So funny. Like,
oh, my dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
so again, you know some what? Of these lines, it's like they're trying to be deep and they're not.
Yeah.
Deep like the sea.
Deep like the sea.
Deep like the sea. That's so funny that you said that you were like waiting for this to end. You were like, I'm ready for it to be over. And I'm thinking back and I'm like, I don't think that. And then in my notes, I said, this ending needs to end.
Uh-oh. Yes. Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah.
I guess I did feel that way. I'm just remembering differently.
That's funny. I said, no, he made it. Couldn't have seen that one coming.
Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when the shark explodes.
Yes.
Oh, this is Jaws.
Yeah.
Dang.
I love how you said, are you going to make me some sushi?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Where he's like, bring me some sushi.
The sharks in this movie die in the same order and the same way as Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, it's like blown up or something and then electrocuted. Uh-huh. And then big ol' implosion.
Oh, interesting. Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cool.
I like it.
A little homage.
Yeah. Many.
Yeah, there's a lot, I feel like. Oh, so when Carter, so he's impaled with the thing, with his leg through the shark fin or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then he is pulled through the fence. That would lick. Mm-hmm. That would rip his leg off.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, 100%.
He'd have no leg. He'd have a leg off.
Mm-hmm. He'd have a leg off. Oh, just the cliche ending of them coming right at the last second. The ship with the skeleton crew. It's like,
of course.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I just would have preferred if they had all died here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because truthfully, they should have. No one's making it out of that.
Yeah.
I just like when everybody dies.
Kayla isn't satisfied unless it's just unless the overall truly, death for everyone.
Unless they deserve truly it. Like deserve to not like in You're Next. You know, I didn't want Aaron to die. I was like, fuck yes, no. Bitch.
Right, yeah.
My hat is like a shark's fin.
Oh fuck, it's so bad.
It's so good.
Elaine, I really want you to listen to it.
I wonder if when we post things about this, we gotta include that song.
Yeah, if it's available on like the music.
I'm sure it
on
is.
On Instagram, yeah.
Anyway, that's the movie.
Yeah, cool. Well. Let's do the gore gauge. What you guys thinking?
5?
I was going to say like a 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we get 5. The arm. And
maybe a 3.
Fuck. I'm trying to think of like the actual blood. Cause like when.
Cause there's a good amount of blood, but where's the. We see the arm, and then the what arm. Else is there though?
LL Cool J.
His bite leg or whatever. Her hand.
They tear apart the shark. Dies.
Oh yeah, they do tear apart a shark. When Janice dies, do we see.
Janice, yeah. Blood? Yeah, she's and the whole kind of thing like fills.
In the
No,
the
but
mouth,
the whole
though.
Thing fills up with blood. That
yeah.
whole
with
area.
Blood, yeah.
And then with Susan.
I'd be good with a 5.
5, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like a 5.
Mm-hmm. 5 it is.
4.5, 5?
Yes, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
of this movie.
I am so
terrified.
I'm traumatized.
Shaking in my boots.
Yeah. I'm just afraid of the ocean.
Yeah. Valid.
For sure.
Cool. Well, yeah, not a very scary movie, but it was very fun to laugh at.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
I watch it often.
Yeah. I love that.
I don't know that I'll ever watch it again, but I'm glad I watched it this once.
Probably not. But I understand for you, like, it has the nostalgic value. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking it was hilarious when I watched it when I was little, too.
Yeah. Like, and so it's just, it's a good one. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember if we saw it in theaters, though. But either way, I was, like, laughing because Carter falls all the time.
Yeah. Because the falling.
Yeah. I feel like we all have those, like, bad movies that we love because they're nostalgic.
Yeah, and so many.
Yeah.
So
many.
Same.
Cool. All right. Well, let's do our fun facts, shall we?
Yeah.
Grace. History time.
Yeah. Okay. So this movie was directed by Rennie Harlan and written by Duncan Kennedy and Donna and Wayne Powers. So Rennie, I didn't even think about this, but Rennie directed Die Hard 2. So that has a lot to do with.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I didn't even.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That explains that. So much.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
He also did Nightmare on Elm Street 4. Which is, I didn't realize, I was looking, whatever. It's the highest grossing one of the franchise until Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh, that's weird. Mm-hmm.
He also did Exorcist The Beginning and like a lot of other movies, but those are the only ones I decided to write down. Duncan Kennedy, Donna, and Wayne Powers did the movie Valentine, which was, oh, I thought that movie was Deece. And then The Italian Job.
Oh.
So I kind of already said some stuff earlier, but Duncan Kennedy wanted to do this movie, but like without, so this is what it said. He said he was trying to be mindful of the legacy that of Jaws and was trying not to step on Spielberg's toes. So I feel like he did a good job of like, you know, if the kills were the same as, you know, whatever, the sharks and like the license plate and just little things, you know, but making a totally different
movie,
yeah, because not a lot of shark movies, I mean, there's not a ton of like actual just based shark movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 94, the Warner Brothers bought the script, but production didn't start until 96. Donna and Wayne Powers rewrote the script, and they said the movie was essentially what we wrote. The first script by Duncan was more about the military and a high tech action movie, but they wanted to play more into a horror movie.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah. Rennie's main goal with the movie was to bring back serious high budget production to the horror industry. And he also casted a way that you wouldn't know who would die first. So he mixed in well-known actors with new ones.
I do like that.
Mm-hmm. I like that too.
This is the line. I wrote it down. It's the movie won a Golden Globe for best use of Stellan Skarsgård as a weapon.
That's funny.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
I also found a couple of lists. There's three of these movies. And number three is the highest rated one, the best rated one.
I didn't have that.
It was a 71% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What? Maybe we should watch the third one.
Two or three.
Maybe.
I've never seen them, but I thought that was
funny. Maybe we should watch it.
We should.
I can't believe it's a whole franchise.
I know.
There's a list of best disaster movies from the 90s, and this is number 5.
Oh, shit.
Okay. 8 best shark attack movies. This is 7 out of 8. Shallows is number 3, 47 Meters Down is number 2, and Jaws is number 1.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I thought that was pretty cool. Roger Ebert gave it 3 stars. After going through the predictability of countless would-be action thrillers, I admire the sheer professionalism of this one. He did say the common sense, of course, has nothing to do with the screenplay, with the shark's knowledge of the layout of the station, and when the shark turns on the oven.
3 out of 4
stars, yep. Correct?
Maybe 2.5. I would give it, I'd honestly give it a solid 2.5 because I enjoyed it. Like,
I love this movie.
It's clever, it's funny, and there's decent gore mixed. I mean, it was 1999. CGI mm-hmm. was not
I mean, I've seen where
we
CGI
are now.
100%.
I am shocked.
I mean, yeah, but it's also like, yeah, you know, I liked it.
I like it.
I like it as an overall movie, sure. Like, it was funny. It was entertaining. I don't know if I like it as a horror movie. I just don't know if I do. So that surprises me that he rated it. Just that weirds me out that he rated it so high. Because I remember, didn't he give one, like, 2 stars and it made no fucking sense? What movie was that?
Something wasn't that it, like, a
thing or something?
It might have been.
It might have been, maybe. Actually.
It was one of our, like, most favorites, and he gave it, like, a 2. I'm like, fucking what? And then to give this one a 3, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, that is interesting.
All righty. Well, is that all you had for us, Grace?
That's all I had.
Beautiful. Cool beans. Elaine, behind the scenes.
Okay, so I'm confused by this.
Okay.
But allegedly, the budget for this movie was $60 million.
Whoa. Excuse me?
60. I googled it to just make sure just now because I have it in my notes that it's 60 million, but I was like, is that right? And it says Deep Blue Sea had a budget of $82 million and represented a test for Harlan, who had not made a commercially successful film since Cliffhanger in 1993. But then it also says that the budget was actually estimated at 60,000. How?
60,000.
60 million. 60 million.
60 oh, million. I was like,
how? Where did that 60 million go?
Bad CGI. And how did they not afford a bird from Hollywood?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe that.
Yeah, but that's what the internet says. Not sure if that's
maybe
true.
Maybe they paid like half of it to LL Cool J.
And Samuel Jackson.
Honestly, probably. It might have all gone to those big names like Skarsgård and Jackson. Yeah. It didn't do well. Shocker.
That's shocking.
Opening weekend, US and Canada, it made $19.1 million. So if that's accurate and their budget was $60 million, it fucking flopped in theaters.
Yeah, it did. Damn.
Gross US and Canada is $73.6 million and gross worldwide is $164.6 million. So
that's unfortunate.
Yes. Samuel L. Jackson was originally going to play the role of Preacher, but his agent thought this role was too small, so they gave the role to LL Cool J and made a new role for Jackson, making sure to give him the most memorable death in the film.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Memorable. Rennie Harlan makes a cameo when the workers are heading home for the weekend at the beginning of the movie. He just walks across the screen, and he said it took 20 takes for him to do that. And then he said some people are just meant to stay behind the camera.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, at least he can admit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In the original ending, Saffron Burroughs' character Susan survived, but that didn't sit well with test audiences because they viewed her as the bad guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her name is Saffron?
Yeah, her name is – I forgot about
Saffron Burroughs.
Okay.
Interesting. Saffron. At the same time, Preacher was supposed to die, but turns out LL Cool J did most of his own stunts, and he also complained the least out of all of the actors.
Nice.
Harlan said – yeah, he was really determined to show that he was not a rap artist who wanted to do little movies, but he's a real actor who wants to do something really powerful and interesting.
Oh,
yeah, he should stick to movies. I thought that
was cute because he was the best in the whole movie.
Yeah, really good.
He was my favorite character for sure.
Yeah. The quote, put your hand on a hot stove for 1 minute and it'll feel like an hour. Sit with a pretty girl for an hour and it'll feel like a minute. That's relativity, is a quote from Albert Einstein. Cool, I guess.
How funny,
I guess.
Thomas Jane really swims with a shark in the movie, but he wasn't allowed to film the scene until all of the other scenes had been shot.
In case he died?
Just in case he died?
Yeah, just in case.
Makes sense.
The sharks themselves have about 5 minutes of screen time. Like CGI, all of the sharks in the movie have 5 minutes of screen time.
Oh, wow.
I didn't notice this, but apparently Saffron Burrows can be seen giving the universal out of air signal to the crew twice in the underwater scenes by sliding her fingers across her throat.
Oh. Hmm.
I didn't notice that either.
I didn't see that. And then finally, Deep Blue Sea was the first movie that Stephen King saw after he was nearly killed after being hit by a van.
Damn.
He said, "I went in my wheelchair and loved every minute of it."
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, he almost fucking died
because he's happy to be alive.
I mean,
yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Cute.
Yeah. The end.
Nice. Lots of good stuff. Kayla, soundtrack score and ratings.
Hello.
Hi.
I love how you just grabbed your microphone to your face. You looked like a news anchor or something. That was cute. Little news reporter. I just want to make sure you guys can hear me.
Yeah.
All right. So just as a heads up, I have nothing on the score because why would I?
Because no one cared.
It was composed by Trevor Rabin. He did a couple noteworthy movies. He did Armageddon, Gone in 60 Seconds, Rockstar.
That all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Exorcist the Beginning. Snakes on a Plane. And Snakes Hot on a Plane.
Oh. And Hot Rod.
Nice.
Cool Beans. That's
amazing.
That's so quite the resume.
Benny a few times then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I love that things always come back to that fucking Exorcist movie. I feel like that happens a lot.
A lot.
We should just watch that.
Yeah, we should really watch it.
Yeah, we really should.
We should. The beginning, though, not Dominion.
Yeah. 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 Exorcist the beginning.
That's what everyone, it goes to that movie. It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have on the score, guys. I know that was exciting. Our ratings.
Oh. Stellan Skarsgård is in that one too.
Oh, Exorcist the Beginning.
Yeah, he's like the main guy.
Is he used as a torpedo?
Oh shit.
Weird.
Yeah, we'll have to do that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, we should just do it.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. Our ratings. We have 59% on Rotten Tomatoes. 54% on Metacritic, 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb, and 4.3 out of 5 for an audience rating out of 137 ratings.
Sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
Yep. So,
yeah, like almost there, but not quite.
Yeah. Nice.
Lorelai.
Hello. I don't really have a ton either. But here's what I do have. So most of the film was shot at Fox Baja Studios in Mexico, where the production team constructed sets above large water tanks that had been built for James Cameron's Titanic.
Oh.
So there's the tie back to Titanic a little bit. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some of the sets were designed so that they could be submerged, and then others were built on sound stages with fish tanks. So, did you guys know that the sharks were CG?
Oh my god.
I didn't know that. They looked so lifelike.
I know. They really pulled it off.
Interesting. Wait. Oh my god. I just thought of another thing that I wanted to say. Elaine.
Yeah. Like this.
When before Homeboy gets his arm off and they put the thing on his head, I love the suction noise.
Oh, I don't think I noticed it.
Oh, I noticed
it. I don't think I noticed it either.
I think of it every time. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's coming.
Funny.
It's
coming.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, and then all the others were animatronics. So, like, obviously the big one, like, when they pull it up and they're running the test, that's animatronic. Whoa. It's not a real shark.
I don't really think we talked about how much I liked how that shark looked, though.
It is really good.
That one looked good.
Because, those are, like, real effects. You know, they know CG, how to do that, and it looked great. It did look really good. I like that one a lot.
That
was the CG beginning. Ones. Yeah.
And I thought that maybe they'd be like that for the rest of the movie.
And then they're not, and you're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And then since Jaws had a 25-foot long shark, Harlan just had to make his 26.
Mm, yeah. Men be doing that.
Oh my gosh.
Men be doing that.
My shark is
bigger, so
5 pounds of dead meat.
Quarter pounder.
And then Harlan insisted that the team go to the Bahamas to shoot with real sharks. And so there is some mixed footage of real sharks with animatronic sharks with computer-generated sharks. Hmm. I think there's only, like, two shots of, like, real sharks.
I would never have guessed that.
And one of them is when Jane dude is swimming with the shark.
Okay.
And that's what I have.
Cool.
Super.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks for listening. I hope that you liked this episode. And it was as entertaining as the movie is.
Yeah.
You should go watch it. It's really good. But you should have done that before you watched this movie. So watch the movie you're doing next week, which is 47 Meters Down. A Lady's Pick.
Yes.
We have a Patreon. Do we have any Patreon shout-outs?
No, but we are back to regularly scheduled programming with our video episodes.
Oh, sorry. Great.
And you guys, we like are actually finally getting merch together. Yes, like exciting merch that will be coming at you so soon. And we're so excited.
So
and
excited.
We appreciate your patience.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
But thank you to our current patrons. You guys are the best. And also every one of our listeners. We love you all so very much.
We adore you.
But we do have a Patreon. You can go to our Instagram. Has a little link in the bio.
Link in bio.
And we do have an Instagram and a TikTok and other
social media. And an FB and a Twitter.
Yeah, the
Twitter.
And, you know, lock your doors and wear your shoes and sunscreen and drink your water and don't genetically modify sharks.
Don't do that.
Leave the sharks alone.
Mm-hmm. Don't fall down all the time.
Song. Yeah, Carter. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't go into underwater facilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be annoying.
Yeah. Don't create an underwater facility.
Don't be a bad actor.
Don't be a bad actor. Don't use CG.
Make a song that says, my head is like a shark's fin.
Yeah.
You might want to, though.
You might want to. And don't pull sharks backwards because they'll die.
Don't do that.
Don't hide in an oven. Don't hide in an oven.
Don't do that.
If you can fit in it, don't get in it.
As I said, just don't.
Well, we love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Adios, motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.